Rochester's Christmas Station is Warm 101.3, and we are sharing the warmth. And this morning, we're sharing the warmth from Mark Dwyer over at Foodlink. Morning, sir.
Good morning.
I have to say, I don't know. Foodlink was started by a fellow by the name of Tom Ferraro, who I had known since I was about 7 or 8 years old, because he and my older brother were inseparable. And he was kind of a, I'll say, he was a hellraiser when he was a kid, and he turned out to do something really wonderful with starting Foodlink. Did you ever know him at all?
No, our paths never crossed, unfortunately. I got the Foodlink about 4.5, 5 years ago, and unfortunately Tom passed away.
Tom had passed, yeah. So what does, for the people who don't know in our listening audience, exactly what does Foodlink do?
So essentially, Tom helped found Foodlink as the regional food bank, and we're part of this Feeding America network of 200 food banks around the country that collect food, distribute food, and make sure we're getting enough healthy food to the nonprofit partners and members that we have. Food banks are membership-based in nature, and so we have hundreds of nonprofits in the Rochester area. And these are local food pantries, meal programs, shelters, soup kitchens, partners that we make sure we get the food to them and enough food for them to serve the clients that visit them on a daily basis. And so,
sounds like a huge undertaking.
Yes. As the regional food bank, that is our duty. That's our responsibility. And then Tom was so forward-thinking and progressive in thinking about how to solve hunger that he helped develop a lot of innovative programs that kind of address hunger in a different way, more of an upstream approach to solving hunger, and I think that's what he's been, that's what he was most proud of.
So what are the needs of Foodlink right now? I mean, obviously the holiday season is upon us, and I'm going to guess things are more difficult during the holiday season. So what does Foodlink need that maybe our listeners can help out with?
Certainly. So November and December are always Foodlink's busiest time of year, and now you add in the elevated need from the pandemic, and we are certainly a very busy facility here on Mount Reed Boulevard, and so donations are always welcome just because of the sheer amount of food that we are collecting and distributing, and all the resources needed to making sure that we have enough food and getting it where it needs to go. So certainly people's donation, when they donate a dollar, that translates into 3 meals. Just because of our size and our purchasing power, we're able to buy food by the truckload, and that helps drive the cost down for our partners. And so donations are always great. Volunteer opportunities still exist at Foodlink, even though we're not doing the same numbers as we used to. We're not accepting small children. We're not accepting large groups. We still are accepting a small amount of individual volunteers.
And that's because of the pandemic. I mean,
yeah,
normally
course,
you would.
Yeah, traditionally in these volunteer shifts, you got people standing elbow to elbow sorting food. And we can't do that this time of year.
Yeah.
So we still depend on volunteers, though, to sort through all the donated food that we get.
Mm-hmm. So when you're saying, let's talk about donations for a moment. Now, you're talking obviously monetary as well as non-perishables, right?
Yeah, monetary and non-perishables. I will say that logistically, it's certainly easier for us to accept the money and go out and purchase food. And like I said, we have that elevated purchasing power where our dollar does go a long way when we work with our partners to purchase food. And of course, people can still donate food, but we actually, when those requests come in, sometimes we're asking people to connect directly with the pantries right in their neighborhood, making sure the food stays local and kind of removing ourselves from the equation sometimes just to get the food where it needs to go quicker. So sometimes we've been connecting people directly with some of the food pantries that we work with.
That's a good idea, yeah.
If people want to make a donation, either way, what's the best way to do it?
Sure, that's foodlinkny.org. You can make a donation right on our website. You can call our main number, 585-328-3380. But probably the easiest thing to do is just go to foodlinkny.org, and you can see opportunities to both volunteer and to donate.
All right. Mark Dwyer, we'll be checking in again throughout the Christmas season with you and see how much we can help Foodlink, especially this time of year. And I thank you for your time.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
If there's an organization that you would like to help us spotlight, just drop me a line at tony@warm1013.com, and we will share the warmth on Warm 101.3.